Now, just to let you know, Music for Galway and Galway 2020, European Capital of Culture, have Cellissimo Music for the Senses, March 25th until March 31st. And we are very privileged that we were able to get the person in charge, the festival director, Anna Lardy, to talk to us today. Anna, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Marty. I'm very privileged myself to be on the show.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's lovely to hear you. Well, lovely to have you. Now, we do know one thing about you. The first thing we need to know is that that's not originally a Galway accent at all. Sure, it's not.
No, not really. No, no.
It's a Swiss accent.
It is a Swiss accent, is right, exactly.
So yes, before we go any further, what brought you here in the first place? What brought you to Ireland?
Well, funnily enough, it's actually music was the very first thing that made me aware of Ireland when I was a little girl watching the Robin Hood show at the time, back in the 1980s, and I listened to the music and I thought, goodness, I hadn't heard anything like it before, and I went and looked and found Clada, and I thought, where are these people from? And
yes,
they're from Ireland. And so it all started. I would have been maybe, 11 or 12 years old at the time. So
Isn't that amazing? Clannad, all the way from Donegal, having that cultural link between you and Switzerland. I saw an interview you did with the Irish Times. What's the name of the where you're from?
It's a town called Chur. Chur is how, yes.
And it's one of the oldest towns in Switzerland, apparently.
It is indeed. It was a Roman settlement, so it's a good 2,000 years old. The earliest archaeological findings there are fairly... Well, then again, you know, speaking in Irish terms, 2,000 years, that's just a little whippersnapper of a town.
Drop in the ocean to us, the ancient people that we are. But it's absolutely... It looks stunning and beautiful. And
it's a very nice setting, and it's a little town. The old part of town, the medieval part of town, is very, very picturesque.
Yes, I'd say.
But many people, you know, they might actually have been through it and haven't realised it. They get through it on their way to other places like Arosa or St Moritz or
Flinslags. Yeah.
And they kind of maybe forget a little bit about the fact
I can't have that.
Well,
you're doing your best to put them on the map this morning, so hopefully that'll happen.
There you go.
People will be ordering Alpine cheeses by the bucket load now. That'll be the next thing. Listen, this event that you're having, this Cellissimo, tell me all about it, because this is your baby. How long have you been involved in music for Galway?
Yes, I've been involved in Music for Galway for quite a few years. I started working in 2003 with Music for Galway, and my role sort of evolved as the years went by. The first few years working there, of course, I worked with Jane O'Leary, who was the artistic director at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2013, Finian Collins took over the baton, and the two of us sort of took it from there.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
And as a fellow, and you survived the change happily, which is very important.
But yes,
the point is that music, it's such an integral part of your life, and therefore you are a musician. You also came here to teach language, isn't that right? You were a language expert and teacher.
Yes, for a few years, that's what I did. I was a teacher back in Switzerland before I came to stay in Ireland. So the first few years, I jobbed between language teaching and playing in various bands.
That's right. You collaborated with various bands and stuff.
Indeed. Yes.
But tell me about, what is it about the cello? What is it about it that you admire so much, that you love so much? What is it that touches your heart when you hear the cello?
Yes, I think that's, somebody just asked me that very same question yesterday,
really?
And I think it really is. It's down to the sound, really. I think that beautiful rounded sound, it just is very, very special in the string instrument, in the family of string instruments. I must say, I love the cello, I love the viola. I play the violin very badly.
No, don't say that. I'd never admit that.
I love it too, but there is something about that depth and richness of the cello sound that really, really does get me. If some of your listeners may have read Misha Majski's interview yesterday in the Irish Times,
yes,
and he said, well, what's the difference between a cello and a violin? well, the cello burns longer.
He's a very honest man, Mick Masby, in fairness. We started out with Claire de Lune, which was Mischa Maisky, and on it was Dana Havora. You have him playing, don't you? Is it with his daughter, did I see?
That's correct. She's a pianist.
Yes.
And, yes. And the two of them are going to put the very final flourish of the festival to it. They have recorded in Brussels, and it's a wonderful programme of cello and piano music. Yes.
That's Lily. Lily is his daughter. Which is,
Lily, yes, indeed.
A great favourite name of mine. And that'll be at the end. That'll be the end of the festival on the Wednesday.
That's correct, on the 31st.
Now, I take it, is everything remote?
Well, it has to be at this stage.
Yes.
Though some of the concerts are definitely live. I mean, we can't have a live audience. That's
Possible. Yes.
But yes, we open. There are four concerts, in fact. Six concerts that are happening in Ireland, and then the rest of them have been sort of sent in to us from various corners of Europe, which is in a sense great. You know, that's the upside of it, that we've truly become a European project here.
Isn't that wonderful,
music
though?
Music being sent in from all corners of Europe.
But so that's quite great. Something. Now, you have a piece that you have for us this morning, which is it the Contempo Quartet? You have something from them.
That's correct. They're playing one of the concerts here in Ireland, and they're a super wonderful quartet, as you well know. And they're playing on Sunday night from Portumna Castle, which is a spectacular location. The programme has, the opening piece is a quartet by Mozart, and it's in the programme for Cellissimo because this quartet was written for the Prussian king, who himself was a keen cellist. So the
that was a very wise move, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, indeed. He knew how to please a patron.
Yes, very important.
So what we'll hear is the fourth movement, which really starts with a beautiful cello introduction. You'll see how predominant the cello lines are in this specific quartet.
And I was reading about this, that you can do a guided online tour of Portumna Castle before the event.
That's correct.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Yes, that's all part of our Music for the Senses programme, if you'd like me to tell you a little bit about that.
Yes, please do, because I'm interested in what it actually means.
Yes, indeed. What does it mean? Well, I mean, one of the core things about Cellissimo, part of the fact that it was a cello festival, was that it was supposed to happen in Galway, that it was supposed to showcase the whole county, and we had planned all these concerts literally from Inishbofin to Portumna and everywhere in between. And we were going to be dragging audiences all over the place. And now, of course, we can't bring audiences here. So our idea was, how can we turn this around? And we decided, okay, people will be sitting in front of their computers. They might be feeling a little bit alone. Can we recreate a sense of audience and recreate a sense of actual physical being there? And so we created Music for the Senses. And we went through the various senses, and the evening with the site, the guided site tour to Portumna Castle,
28th of March,
which you mentioned, that's on the 28th of March. That's obviously for our site, the sense of sight. We have another night connected to the Mischa Maisky concert, which is the sense of scent. And what you can do there is you can actually order a little parcel online with a couple of bits and pieces that were foraged in County Clare. And before the concert, there's going to be a Zoom call that you'll be able to join, and these bits and bobs are going to be presented, these plants and their what they can do for you and so on will be presented to you and get you in the mood like that. And
that's a fabulous idea.
Similar things with beer and, well, the cheese. Now, we're a little bit too late. You mightn't be able to order cheese anymore because that's for the opening concert, but you could still take part in the talk if you wanted to.
Which is a great idea. Okay, well, listen, let's have a listen then. This is Contempo Quartet. And what did you say the piece was called again?
Goodness, it's Mozart's Cello Quintet, number 21, K757. And this is the fourth movement.
Fourth movement. Think King of Prussia and see how impressed you are.
Indeed.
Thank you.
there it is. That's the Contempo Quartet. When I was looking through the list of events, I was fascinated. The American cellist Natalie Haas is going to be on. I'm chatting away here at the moment with Anna Lardy, Executive Director of Music for Galway. And can I just mention this? I couldn't get over this. To complement her focus on traditional music and cello, Galwegian Anna Malia is an owner of Galway's well-known Amalia Drapery and Wool Shop, will give a pre-show knitting class. That must play havoc when you're trying to play the cello, to be trying to knit a jumper at the same time. That's a funny one, isn't it? That's a chaos idea. But yeah, that's great, because it brings Galway into the mix immediately, you see.
That's it, exactly. That's part of this Music for the Senses series that I was telling you about
earlier.
And this is touch. We thought wool, touch, you know.
Yeah, no, you've got it all going here. You really have. I'm so glad you left Switzerland for Ireland. I really am.
Oh, goodness.
It's made such a difference. Now, the opening concert, tonight being Thursday, the opening concert is the Irish Chamber Orchestra, isn't that right? That's more your senses.
Indeed, that's right. That's the Irish Chamber Orchestra from Kylemore Abbey. You can't get more stunning than that in terms of location.
Beautiful. And
they're going to be directed by French cellist Marc Coppé, who's also going to be joined by young and upcoming star Christopher Ellis, who's used to be Mark's student, but is now moved on, and he's studying in Houston and in Texas, and has come back a good few days ago to make sure that all his quarantine and everything is done before
Ellis, yes, but there's also a world premiere of new music, cello and voice, from Bill Whelan, which is very exciting.
Yes, well, there are two very exciting factors there. One is, of course, that Bill Whelan has written this piece called Fragments for cellist and vocalist Naomi Beryl. She's originally from Headford but lives in Florence and has carved herself quite a nice career as a vocalist and a cellist. She's going to have her own concert on Friday night from the McLally concert, from the McLally Theatre. But the other very exciting part is that this piece has been written not only for Naomi, but also for our Galway cello. And the Galway cello really is become a big part of Cellissimo. It was, it came out of the idea, or out of one of the main subjects or themes of the Galway 2020 programme. The three of them were migration, language and landscape. And in order to bring landscape into the festival, into a cello festival, we're there going, okay, we can put on music concerts all over the place, but is that enough? Philip Fogarty had this brainwave, and he said to us, well, do you think you could make a cello out of woods that have grown in Galway?
Oh, that's clever. That's clever.
And we just looked at each other and went, well, I wonder, could we?
Yes. And it's been done?
And it has been done. Wonderful. We went to Chorus Talks today and it has been done. There's lots and lots to tell about. A wonderful connection there. Chorus happened to have a plaster cast of a Stradivarius cello.
Yes.
And this plaster cast was not just of an ex-Stradivarius cello, but of the Gore Booth cello, the Gore Booth family that had a residence in Lisadell,
yes,
in Sligo.
That's wonderful.
So he decided to make the Galway cello on the blueprint of this. So it connects it back again even further to
the
West of
Ireland. That's very true. That's very true. Yeah. Are you bitterly disappointed that you can't be there and bringing the event to audiences sitting in front of you? You must be very disappointed about that.
Well, yes. I mean, we tried so hard to see whether we could push it out and, you know, have more time and try and do it at a time where we would be able to have it done with actual audiences there. But
next
as
time.
I said, I mean, there will be next time, because
yes,
this is the first edition of Cellissimo, which is meant to become a triennial event. So every 3 years, I shall be knocking at your door.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, I'm reliably informed that if you do knock on my door, that you must bring some Rotali next time. Is that correct? Is that what it's called, Rotali?
Oh, well, yes.
Or Rotali.
Rotali.
Rotali. Cherry liqueur, I believe. from your
that's right
from the wilds of Switzerland. I'll have to keep that in mind.
I'll bring you some rotelli.
There's no need. Listen, we're going to leave with Mitchell Maisky, and this is the Bach Ave Maria, which is quite lovely. This has been a real joy talking to you today, Anna, and good luck with the event.
Andrew.
Starts today, runs to the 31st of March, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a great success. I hope so too. So take care.
Thank you.
To talk to you. God bless. There it is. Ave Maria then, from Mitchell Maisky here, the Johann Sebastian Bach. And Gounod, of course.
Thank you. Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.